So, again, to review, okay? So Rav Shimon says what? Rav Shimon comes along, or excuse me, the Gemara challenges Rav Shimon and says that Rav Shimon held the reason why only a Kohen can do Yitzika is because of this business of Nidrash Lefan of Acharav, right? Meaning that it says, Veheviyal b'ni Aaron, I mean, I wrote this beautifully. Wasn't this beautiful? It's one of my best ever. I mean, look, there's Hebrew, the Kola Pasuk. Kola Pasuk. We'll get to that. All right, anyway, so it says the heavy Albany Aaron, and Rav Shimon learns that whatever applies that only the Kohen, in other words, only the Kohen can do those parts of the Mincha, right? Which means every part of the Mincha, okay? So Yitzika, let's make it simple, Yitzika and Kemitza. The Gemara says if that's true, right, Rav Shimon should play that same card by this case. Now, what's this case? So we know there's, again, in the processes of a korban for an animal, there's Kabbalah. That's one of the steps, one of the actions, is the receiving of the blood in the kli. And there's also the zrika, the throwing of the blood onto the mizbeach. This, well, here it's called menasam, but that's what it means, okay? And etzbo should serve as the link, meaning if the right hand applies by zrika, which comes after, it should also apply by Kabbalah, which comes before. That would be the exact application, just like I wrote in here, the exact application of the principle. And yet, Rav Shimon says no. He says that you can learn out that Kabbalah, right, can be done by the small. Okay? All right? Which then forces the Gemara to say there's a different drush that he's learning, which we'll get to in a second. Okay? Okay. So what do we do here in this situation? Right? We don't want to... let's explain what we don't want to do. Or he's very familiar with negative descriptions, as we're learning about God this morning. What we don't want to do, we don't want to get into the mechanism of how Nidrash Lefan of Al-Achar works. That's a separate shir. Okay. So we don't want to deal with that. Okay. We also what we want to know is, in my opinion, the question we want to answer is, why would you think? Because Rav Shimon knows what he's going to say in the case of the Kohen and the hand that he uses. He's aware of that, right? Since it's citing him, right? So Rav Shimon's very aware that in the other situation, he's not using this principle. So meaning, the Gemara's Havamina is that it's okay that he uses the principle here in the case of Mincha, but not there, which we have to explain why it would be applied in one situation, not the other, meaning what makes the cases different. And then the Gemara says, no, if he applies the principle in situation A, it has to be in situation B because there's something that they share in common. So the key is to understand what differentiates the two and what they share in common. Just to let you know and then let you guys talk. The hardest part about this is, that's why I'm spoon-feeding you. The hardest part about this is to dig to this point. The svar is very easy, in my opinion. But to get you to this point is the hard part. Okay, to push away all the noise and focus exactly what the Gemara wants us to accomplish. That's the hard part. So, why would you think that Rav Shimon does not have to apply the principle in both cases? And why do we say he does have to apply the principle in both cases? Propose a simple possibility, okay? To get past Darius's drusha concern. Make it easy. In other words, why would you say they're different? Very simple. Because in the case of the Mincha, what's the address of the psul? The psul's in the Gavra, right? We're trying to figure out... One second. I know what you're going to say. Okay, good. So it's on tape. So what do you call it? So in the case of the Mincha, what's the address of the psul? The address of the psul is the type of individual who can perform this action, right? We're trying to determine, can this guy or this guy? That's not the issue by Kabbalah, right? It's a psul namaisa, meaning the Kohen is the only one who could do that. Nobody's just trying to figure out, in the action that he's doing, right, does he have to use the right or left hand? That's a psul in the maisa. So why would he be beholden? Why is he bound to use the drusha in situation A and situation B? They're two different scenarios. One is dealing with psul magavra, then one's dealing with psul namaisa. Simple as that. Simple. I told you it's easy. It is. You just got to figure out, all you got to do, you got to bore into it. You got to just keep driving down to that core point. But what's the maskana? But easier than what he's saying. Now I want to see the maskana. I want to see the machayev. Okay, but meaning what? They are both avoda. But I would say, but since in both cases, regardless if the psul's in the maisa or the psul's in the gavra, what's going to result from that? The avoda will now be puzzle. That's why it had to be consistent. Meaning that we don't judge the avoda by the person doing it or the action done, we judge it by the result. And it doesn't matter if it's a psul namaisa or a psul nagavra, what's the result going to be? A psul avoda. No. So the Gemara is saying that Rosh Shimon would have to use the drasha here, because if you judge the situations based on the result, the results are the same. So he can't separate out the drushas out. If the results are the same, he couldn't use it in one situation, not in the other. But if you're looking at the relationship of the individual to the act that's being performed, he could split them up. Yes, Abi. Now listen to this, Brian. Now listen to this. This is very difficult. Elohainu taimi de Rav Shimon. See that? No. Okay, so he uses the same pasuk, okay, but now he pulls out a different drush. Okay, so again, the pasuk says, "V'yatzaka le'a shemen v'nasana le'a livona that heavy el b'nei Aaron a kohanim v'kamatz misham lo kumso." Okay, so now don't look at the phrase "v'heavy al b'nei Aaron" as the issue; rather, the vav. Now, how is the vav mosif? Okay, it's mosif. Okay, it's taking the rule. This is different than what we said before. It's taking the rule that's after the heviyah and bringing it back to before the vav. Again, but it's not the same as nidrash lefana b'acharav. It's different. Understand this. Look, it's like this. Okay, in nidrash lefana b'acharav, what's happening here is that this statement. Okay, this statement here. Right. It's connecting these two together. Okay? It's a connector. Okay? Okay. Vav Mosif, the other way to learn, Vav Mosif is different. What's Vav Mosif? Vav Mosif is saying this Vav here, okay, what it's doing is it's going on this, right? Meaning, right, it takes the principles that apply here and then does a workaround to back here.
A loop.
No, it takes the principles.
Sure. Mosif al inyan harishon, right? Right. So I don't know about that, but hold on. So what it's saying is that, and I know it sounds practically
it's not
the same.
Phrase, it's the letter.
Right. But again, but there's a little bit of a different mechanism. This is important. It's not the same mechanism as saying that we'll read the pasuk now as one, like as one sequence, meaning. It's gluing together Yitzika to this and to this. It's saying, okay, well, we go from Kamitza, we see interesting things by Kamitza, and then this Vav here allows us to take the Kamitza and then work it back to...
So, what's the difference? Don't they end in the same?
No. It's not in the...
Now the Gemara is going to say, okay, well, he didn't use this principle, right? He used this principle. So now we don't have the question by the Yad Yaman anymore.
Fine, then practically, what's the difference?
Nothing.
It's just in order to. Okay, fine.
It's differences up here. Now, of course, what's the. Hold on, before I answer your question, what's the Gemara now going to do? It's going to say, oh, he used Vav Mosif, right? There's a problem, though, because turns out, right, we have a case. Exactly. We have a case somewhere else where he didn't use Vav Mosif. Same exact methodological question asked on here to here. But now we know what to do. You see, you guys are lucky. I told you what to do. You now know whatever you had to work out for here, it's going to be different. Sarah. You have to work out by this case also, which we'll see in a second. Okay, once again, Avi, you had a question?
Yeah.
So, but the Gemara, now, again, you should be familiar with this already, right? I told you, this is very typical stuff. Isn't it? It is, right? Okay. So the Gemara now says, but Rav Shimon needs to be consistent in his use of Vav Mosif. Turns out he's not. What's the case? So the pasuk says what? It says shchita, right? Then it says v'hikrivu b'nei Aaron, that the kohanim were makriv v'hikrivu, right? V'zarku es adam. So you have three things in there. You have shchita. Then this whatever hakrava means here, right? It sounds like it's bringing it closer, right? And then you have zrika. So the Gemara says, "Mi kabbalah ve'elach." No, kuna kama. Okay, what do we see? We see from this pasuk that from kabbalah on is mitzvahs kahuna, meaning, again, the pasuk says v'shachat v'hikrivu v'zarku. So what do we know for sure? From the Krivu on is only in the domain of, and who can do Shechita? So why is it a rejection of Vav Mosif? So keep going. Hachinami. Right. Okay, now the Gemara has an answer, okay? The Gemara actually has an answer here for why he doesn't have to be consistent. So the Gemara now says, Shani Hasam. Sounds like a sneaky answer. We're not going to find this yet. But the Gemara says, no, not so fast. I can tell you why he's not bound by the drush, because it turns out we don't need the pasuk to teach us. This pasuk is not teaching us that a zar can do shechita. We know a zar can do shechita from smicha. This is the old kicking the can down the road. Again, the Gemara is saying, Shani Hasan, Damar Krav, Vissamach. And then it says later on the pasuk, Vishachat. The pasuk starts off with Vissamach, and then it says Vishachat. The smicha is definitely done by a zar. So in that same pasuk, you can apply it to shechita as well. So Rav Shimon's not necessarily inconsistent, because you could point to that as being the source for Shechita. To show you the question we need to answer, okay, I apologize, this is confusing. Let me do the easy part, okay? So if you think carefully. The Gemara is saying that Rav Shimon initially uses it, the Vav Mosef, by Mincha, right? By this case here. Right. Then it's saying that, but he doesn't use it by the case of Shkita to Kriva to Zarka. Okay? So we're saying that's a problem. Now again, just like last time, why would you think that Rav Shimon does not need to apply the principle in both cases? And then why is the Gemara saying he must apply the principle in both cases? No, it can't be the same Gavra Maisa. But it's very simple. Once you get through the clutter, it's very simple. It's very similar to as far as you guys are saying before, okay? Why would you say that? What? In other words, we know there's something called a korban and something. When I say korban, we'll call it animal korban, and we'll call it flour oil based korban. Right now, if you think about it, you could look at those as, if you look at their components, they're extremely different phenomena. Right. So since korban mincha and korban, since mincha and korban are really two different procedures, right? Korban behema, right? Oh, so, yeah. Thank you. Since Korban Behema and Korban Mincha really are two completely different procedures, so what you would say is, he could use Vav Mosef by this type of Korban, and not by that type of Korban. Okay? But what do they ultimately share in common? What do they share in common? They're both Avoda, right? So since they're both Avoda, he's bound to use Vav Mosef in both cases. Okay? See, what the Gemara is really doing here, what's it really doing? What it's really doing is, it's getting us into Rav Shimon's head. It's saying that, how does Rav Shimon really look at the institution of Mincha? Well, one thing we know for sure is that he cares about the result, and he also looks at it as a Maisa Avoda. So if you look at Mincha as a Maisa Avoda, you can't let the Tzar in, okay? If that's true, now we have a serious problem, because that gets into this question here. But yet we do know the Tzar, no matter what you say, no matter how rebellious Rav Shimon is, recalcitrant in his ways, he must agree with what? He must agree that a Tzar does Shechita by Korban.
Yes.
That he has to agree with. It's an amazing thing. He's trapped. By Mincha, he can go as far as he wants to say that only Kohen can do every step of the Mincha. But when it comes to a Korban Mehema, he's stuck. The Kohen, the Tzar must be able to do Shechita by Korban Behema.
Yes.
That's what we're going to have to explore then. Okay? Okay. It's an easy step though, right? Okay.